This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, calling Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. We begin with climate. Unpredictable climate in a predicted El Nino year. The odd thing is that Jeremy and I are comparing our climates and our inconsistencies from the North Temperate Zone, where I am, to the South Temperate Zone, where Jeremy is, and we'll begin with South Temperate Zone. Queensland almost doesn't count, but the continent now is experiencing something that was not supposed to follow from the El Nino forecast. You recall El Nino, we haven't had one since 2015, is associated with really hot and really dry weather. Jeremy, a good day to you. The really dry part is not happening. Tell me about the last week. Good day to you.
G'day, John. Yes, it's almost like we're playing opposites with the weather. In fact, the forecast predicted the really dry and hot, as you mentioned, but what we've actually got, and we've had this consistently now across the entire month, is really, really wet conditions. And that includes this week as well. At the beginning of this week, from Monday through to Wednesday, we got really, really heavy rain showers. And now I'm talking about inches and inches of rain all across the eastern seaboard, all the way from Brisbane, which is tropical. You know, they get a bit of rain during summer, so it's normal. But down here to Sydney and then all the way to Victoria. So much so that we've had a lot of flooding through most of the areas where I live right now. We've had some of our rivers actually spill over the riverbanks already. Luckily enough, they receded very quickly. But the rain was fast, it was heavy, it was hard. And it wasn't just the rain that we had, it was also thunderstorms and high winds too. So, John, what we actually got was really something that we'd expect to see in a very, I guess, unusual spring kind of situation where you just come off of a very violent winter and you're heading into the warmer temperatures of summer. And you sometimes get these violent storms in spring. But we're getting them in the middle of summer. And this was supposed to be the summer of catastrophe, I guess you could say, when we were supposed to have bushfires and dry conditions and high winds and no rain in sight until about March. But we've got exactly the opposite, John. Honestly, exactly the opposite.
And the other parts of Australia are also experiencing heat and storms and hail. Is hail something that is ordinary for summer? Well, it's not your summertime. It is your summertime. I forget how you call this. This is our winter, it's your summer. You have hail in summer?
We normally don't. The short answer is even in Queensland, where you do get the very violent storms, where occasionally you might get very, very small pebbles of ice, which are kind of hail, but they call it basically rain ice, so it's not fully formed hail. You just don't typically get it in summertime because it's too warm. And even the cooler temperatures in the northern hemisphere or the northern parts of Australia that tend to drop the heavy rain in places like Queensland and Northern Territory, once they get close to the ground, the little bits of ice tend to melt straight away. But we're getting golf ball-sized hail in places like Victoria, which is down in the very southeast corner of Australia. Around here in Sydney, we actually got hail overnight on Tuesday. It was only little, but it was still there. And then up in Queensland, unfortunately, the poor guys up there, they always seem to cop it. They got very, very large hailstones around Brisbane itself. And this, John, this is the real unseasonable part of it. This is violent weather that you'd expect, again, in a wintertime with a cold Antarctic blast, but not in a summertime when you're expecting to have, you know, 40 degrees, you know, 100 plus Fahrenheit degree temperatures. So hail is very, very odd right now.
Thunderstorms. Here's a prediction from the Bureau of Meteorology, which isn't complaining. Just because they're wrong all the time, they're not complaining. They're watching this. All right, the Bureau of Meteorology, that, remember, it held back on El Nino, held back, and then finally said, yes, El Nino. Thunderstorms driving across New South Wales, that's you, entire of Queensland coast, the Gold Coast, Cape York, from Saturday through Sunday. So this is your New Year's Eve right now. You're on the day before the eve. Are you expecting thunderstorms now or later on?
We're expecting thunderstorms probably in about the next 3 hours, so towards the end of the day. So short answer is absolutely expecting thunderstorms. And one thing I should add too, with the thunderstorms we actually got earlier in this week, they weren't just over and done within the space of maybe 20, 30 minutes, which is very typical for the Sydney area and pretty much most of New South Wales. They were persistent. We had one storm that lasted 4 whole hours where it was continuous lightning, continuous thunder, continuous rain showers. And while we don't expect to get that today, what we are seeing with the pattern of thunderstorms is that they do last longer. So this afternoon, if the thunderstorm does kick off and we actually get it, we're expecting it to last maybe a couple of hours, not just a 20-minute, 30-minute burst as we're very much used to. So It's persistent weather systems. It's very odd weather systems. Any given day, we're just expecting everything all at the same time.
Sky News reporting. The Australian Bureau of Meteorology has been slammed over flood and storm warning system failures while Australians were left sitting on their roofs in the far north of Queensland. This is Sky News disdaining your Bureau of Meteorology. And I'm not blaming the guys and gals. They're doing everything to tell us beforehand what is supposed to be happening. So I'm watching video right now of people missing their roofs. Is that Queensland?
And that is exactly Queensland. And I might add too, John, this is what's very ironic about that part. And they do have a tough job. So they issued probably the flood warnings they thought they needed to for Queensland, and it fell a bit short. But down here in the lower reaches of the eastern seaboard, we've actually had flood warning after flood warning, and more than normal, because the Bureau of Meteorology has recognized this unusual pattern of weather. And so basically at any potential of rain, we're actually getting flood warnings sent to us, even if they don't amount to floods. So I guess in some ways, we could almost slam the Bureau of Meteorology for sending us too many flood warnings and not getting enough floods. But honestly, I'd respect everything they do. The Bureau of Meteorology do a great job. And unfortunately, it just goes to show you, John, that what we're seeing right now is not expected. The biggest computer models that the Bureau run, that the biggest supercomputers that they are running to make these models work, aren't predicting exactly what's happening. So it's not predicting the flood. So they really, it's just something that's beyond what we can really comprehend in some ways right now.
I'm going to read a series of village names. I don't know where they are. You can help me. Bundaberg, Gympie, Rockhampton, Grafton. Where is that?
And that's, John, that's all in one area of Queensland. It's if you have a look at a map of Australia, it's in the top right-hand corner. You basically draw a line up from Brisbane about halfway up the state of Queensland. And that area, it's basically the Bundaberg region, and Rockhampton's a little bit further up north. It's a very, very tropical part of the country, but also a very, very high touristy part of the country too. So right now, being summer, there are thousands and thousands of tourists up there too, which is probably compounding the effect and why it's gathering so much news momentum and media coverage, because poor old tourists up there who went up there to enjoy the hot summer weather at the resorts, at the beaches, they're actually caught up right now in most of this flooding.
This says also there's a heat wave in the north, northern half, the northern territories. That'd be Darwin and that region. That's normal, right? It's summertime.
Well, actually, that's very true. The only normal part of the country seems to be I guess you could say a line from Northern Territory, which is the very, very top of Australia. Look to the left of the map across to Western Australia there in the west, and that whole dry region, that's what we should be seeing all the way over here in the east as well. So that's a normal summer for Australia if you look at that particular part of the country right now. But honestly, it's like there's a wall cut across the entire country right now. As soon as it starts to get the Queensland and the New South Wales border and the South Australian borders, what we should be getting is normal weather from the west. We're just not getting. We're getting this incredibly different mix right now. So, yes, John, that's what summer should look like.
Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. We're moving on to creatures, and we'll begin with a tragedy off of South Australia. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.